Hey, this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Trevor, I know. You're not going to call me back. You always do, but this time around, you got to be spending your time doing something way more important, and that's spend time with your family. I'm proud of you, and I'm excited for more beauty to enter your life, a powerful moment for you upcoming, and actually a powerful moment happening now for you. Again, I'm proud of you, and I can't wait to talk more about the newborn down the road. Anywho, I just wanted to use your voicemail box to vent, okay? Because I've realized a lot of things this week, and a lot of it did stem from this relationship breaking with Aaron Rodgers, okay? I know, a person I don't know, but a person I've been a fan of for nearly 2 decades. And yeah, when you go through things like this, right, breakups, and in this case, it's more than just a breakup. It's one of those first-time type of breakups, right? Because I've never really followed an athlete like that ever prior to Aaron Rodgers being that guy, right? Just loyal to the team, right? Loyal to the team, loyal to the Vancouver Canucks, and loyal to the Green Bay Packers. But there, the Green Bay Packers were winning a championship and having the best player in football, possibly the best player ever on your team. It was a recipe to do just this, and that's follow Aaron Rodgers, be a fan of him and the team, but of him individually, and ride for the guy. Pause, ride for the guy. You know what I mean? In every debate, you back up Aaron Rodgers. You're not just team Green Bay Packer. You're team Aaron Rodgers, and that's been apparent for a very, very long time, and it's probably why a lot of people do ask me if I'm going to follow the Jets, if I'm going to cheer for Aaron Rodgers too. And quickly, the answer is no. Fuck that. Go Pack, go. But I get why the question is coming. And I get why this breakup had to happen. A, because he's still playing, which makes him an enemy. Sorry, bud. I didn't do ayahuasca yet, okay? I don't microdose every day, all right? You're a little bit more calm than me. All right, I don't spend time in the tunnel, right? These things matter still to me. You're an enemy. You play on the other team, and you also cannot stop talking about us. Not you, us. And I've had enough. I've had enough. Again, loyal to the team. Loyal to the Vancouver Canucks, and in this case, again, the Green Bay Packers. You know the feeling I get every day? Because I realize I'm just that, a Packers fan. It's respectful. I'll tell you that much for free, okay? And the disrespect that I continue to hear from number 12 on the Jets is pissing me off. It's pissing me off, A, because, again, he's talking about my team, but B, also because he's Aaron Rodgers. I was a big fan of the guy, and I feel as if he is openly embarrassing himself. To some extent, go ahead and say whatever you want. You're free to do you, Aaron Rodgers, right? But cut the bullshit. And again, I'm not going to bring up the facts and the quotes. I'm just disappointed. You know that feeling you get when somebody you love, somebody you respect, disappoints you, and they just got to see it in your eyes. You don't got to tell them. This is exactly what that is. Okay, Aaron, you don't need me to spill out the facts. I don't even need you to cry about the fact that now people are going to be, quoting this or saying the same things I'm saying. And you're going to, I don't even want to hear you say, give me the facts. Give me the lines. When did I say this? Don't stop that. Stop that, bro. You're a little delusional right now. And I'm not surprised. Okay, been there, done that. Not a lot of it, but again, been there, done that, sort of. I've done some hallucinogenics, okay? A little bit. Not ayahuasca. But I get it. If you're doing that stuff and you're spending time in caves, I'm assuming you microdose twice a day. There's that possibility that you can get wrapped up in your own world. And don't get me wrong, I think it's very, very important that you are mindful of what you're thinking about, who you are. Self-care, cool, great. But I think if you get completely lost in it and so in love with it where it's kind of addicting, there's that chance where you start thinking you're always right, which is dangerous because then you start thinking everyone else is wrong. Right? Because you're right, right? You're always right. There's only one truth to every debate. Everyone else is wrong. I think you're just a little delusional, okay? And that's dangerous because you're fucking with the wrong fan base. You don't do this to the Green Bay Packers fans. Yes, I know we're all humans. We're all the same, right? And this is just football. But you don't fuck with the Green Bay Packers fans. It's just the truth. It's just the truth. We don't deserve that. The smartest / best fans in the world of sports. And you think you can fool us with all this bullshit. I got no Wi-Fi at the crib. I got no connection at the crib. I'm sorry. You got Wi-Fi, but no phone connection, okay? I'm sorry. I mixed that up. I couldn't get your calls. Just stop saying that shit. How old are you? Anyways, Trevor, your family, yo. It's a beautiful time in your life. The best time in your life, sending you a lot of health and peace, and keep doing you, man. I can't wait to interview you, sorry, for what? I can't wait to interview you for an hour and just talk about parenthood and your philosophies behind it, because I find you to be somewhat of a fucking hippie, okay? For real. You a fucking hippie, which is cool as fuck. For real. We need more hippies in the world. We need more a Begsy energy in the world, man. For real. For real. So I'm happy you continue to, do your thing and multiply with your fam in some capacity. And again, keep spreading this positivity and peace with it. And just super proud of you. And again, sending you health. Thanks for listening to this if you ever did get it. Speaking of listening to this, if you need something to listen to this week, go check out 22 and Counting, the playlist on Spotify. 371 consecutive Sundays in a row. This week we got that new weekend joint. We also got a couple more favorites from 2023 and that Tinashe joint that is so slept on and can be such a mood at any time it is played. So go check out that playlist and yeah, Begsy, have a good morning, a good afternoon. A good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but hey, I might see you tomorrow. Peace. Good morning.